Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Launching into the second hour here, the live Saturday edition. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And I'm a little teapot.
And I'm short and stout.
And you can, of course, bring up anything that you want to discuss. We want to also say thank you to the folks over at AnyPay who do amazing work helping local businesses and now internet businesses accept Bitcoin cryptocurrency payments. They just launched their AnyPay WooCommerce WordPress plugin.
Oh, nice.
So, Steven called in last night about this. Steven Zeiler, the programmer there over at AnyPay, and he was super excited because WordPress has something like 400 million websites that run WordPress.
Yeah, one of the most common platforms for people to put business websites on.
Apparently, it's like one out of four websites are run by WordPress these days on the internet, so it's a huge marketplace. And WooCommerce is the number one plugin to do business on these websites. So they now have a plugin that brings AnyPay into the WooCommerce platform.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
That is. I obviously missed the show yesterday, but that is fantastic news. I am stoked.
Go learn more about it, AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com, or just search for AnyPay on the Google or Apple App Store. Download their AnyPay Cash Register app and get started into the world of accepting cryptocurrency, either in real life or go and download the plugin for your WordPress when you know how to do WordPress. If you're onto WordPress, you know how to do it. You just go to the plugins, add new, and then search AnyPay, and you'll find it there. Pretty cool. So we're going back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's go first to Tom. He's in Newark, New Jersey, watching us on DLive. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, good. Hey, what's on your mind, Tom?
So I heard you guys talking about chimpanzees and dolphins and rights. I thought that was kind of funny.
Why is that?
No, it just got me thinking that is a funny idea. Someone said we're not even good at giving other humans rights, and then our closest relatives, chimpanzees and dolphins, and what are we going to do with machines? I think that's a pretty important conversation to have. Although on the surface, it seems funny to just talk about, but it got me thinking about another concept of libertarianism with higher principles at play, sentience, morality, the soul. Do you guys believe in God?
I do. I'm more of a panentheist, meaning that I don't believe that I'm separate from God, or that God is this sort of like daddy God looking down from on high, or whatever like your typical monotheistic religious God might do, constantly judging or whatever. So I think that everything is connected to God or the universe or whatever. So that's more of my belief. But what about you, Catherine?
I believe in nature.
And I would say that, I'm a believer, sure.
So I subscribe to no religion, if that's kind of what you're getting at, but I believe that nature exists and there is a natural way for people to be, to be harmonious with their environment, all that kind of stuff.
Certainly feels religious sometimes when you're out in nature.
It does.
I was just about to say that. So this is a lot of this is very much of the Spinoza tradition, pantheism. I would just counter to what you guys are saying that you might say you have no religion, but you do. You have the religion of materialism. You believe in God insofar as it's nature. You just don't believe in an immaterial, separate God. Is that right?
You could put it that way.
No, sure. I wouldn't say I believe in materialism. A panentheist is someone who believes that everything that exists is connected, but also everything that doesn't exist. So the metaphysical is part of that.
Well, I would say metaphysics exists. Metaphysics is not that which doesn't exist. So I don't say metaphysics, but this is
define it how you want.
Someone like me.
I was referring to the things that we can't see that are not physically present. So whatever whatever the energy field is from which things spring forth, that which is behind this world, is also part of God.
So would you say then that your conception of rights because I know I've seen your show the past few days. You guys talk a lot about rights, liberties. Mm-hmm. Are they not God-given?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that from my perspective, rights are derived from human thought. So we have granted ourselves these rights. We believe in these ideas, and we believe them for good reasons, because they help humanity get along better with one another and be more productive and be more kind and be more, you know, just better to one another. But, Mark, what do you...
Yeah, I would say that rights are the things that flow from ownership. So most of the rights come from the fact that you own yourself and you control yourself. You know, ownership and control are synonymous terms. If you don't control something, you don't really own it. You know, and so if property rights are something that was given by God, a notion that was put in place by God, and it seems like that's so, because you can kind of look around and say, okay, here's property rights, and it's been going on for a while.
But not everyone agrees with property rights.
The
commies, for instance, don't.
There are very few people that don't agree. What's that?
Commies are godless, too. Most devout Christians, like myself, we absolutely respect property rights.
Yeah, and what I would say is that most people respect some form of property rights, even if those property rights aren't understood the same way that you do. Mm-hmm. There's some kind of understanding of property rights. So if God put this notion in play, then I would say that God created the idea of property. If God created the idea of property, he created the idea of rights, he or she, whatever terminology, whatever pronoun you wish to ascribe to that great power, that great mystery, you know, fine. I'm for it. It makes sense to me. It seems to work.
My take on it is that rights are a condition of sentient existence, as far as humans are concerned. I don't think, like, you have to understand and be self-aware before you can, you know, even know what a right is, right? Dogs, they don't understand rights.
But they understand territory.
They do. That is true.
I mean, I can assure you, my dog understands that that is his house in which you have entered. You know, he knows.
So you can call it what you want, but a condition of existence.
The dog will also protect its things, like a bowl of food, for instance, from other dogs.
Right.
That's
so,
his food.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Property.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. There's definitely an argument that property is natural, a natural idea, and I think that's an interesting discussion to have. But ultimately, whatever our concept of rights are, humans came up with. And if you want to assign it to God as where the idea came from for it, okay, fine.
It's common across religions, across cultures, ancient and modern alike, mm-hmm. right? The idea of rights, you know, has existed for as long as there's been written history. So it's not unique to any specific religion or any really specific culture.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion and the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dave is in Poughkeepsie, New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Dave, what's up, dude?
I am a little bit furious.
Wait. Shocking. Dave, how can you be a little furious? I mean, a little furious would be like, I'm perturbed or something, right?
Okay, do you know how you guys always record your show and leave it up for people to listen back later?
Yep.
Yeah,
yes.
We do that. It's called an archive and available via podcast on our website at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get the podcast RSS feed, or you can just go to freetalklive.com and click and download the direct episodes that you
or
want.
Or you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can download episodes going back as almost 20 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Okay. Don't forget the digest versions.
Okay, check this out. There yes. is a radio show that I listen to each and every Sunday night. It's called The Electric Radio Show. It's on Z93 from 7 to 11 p.m., and they never, ever record their show, which I think they should. It's called The Electric Radio Show. And
yeah, wait a minute. Are they just playing music?
No. It's a podcast.
I thought it was on the radio.
Is it talk or...
Yes, it's they do talk and they play music here and there, but it's mostly a podcast. And you know,
wait a minute, Dave, we got to get the terms right here, okay? You were talking about a radio station. If it's on the radio, it is not a podcast. Now,
it is a podcast.
Well, then they're putting up a recorded archive for you.
Yeah, because your complaint was they don't record their show. So if there's a podcast available for it, that means they are
recording. Podcasts are by their nature recorded.
Let's continue here with Dave. He's always upset about something. We'll share more.
We'll parse some terms.
Dave here with you in a moment. 855-450-FREE. We love our terms here on Free Talk Live. You got to get them right if you want to have a conversation. Because it's important that people have the same definitions of words. Otherwise, they're not actually communicating when they're speaking. That's counterproductive. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want here on the program. We talked about briefly some of the protesters, or rather the protest that happened today with well over 100 people in Little Keene, New Hampshire. 100's good.
Yeah.
It's a good, solid protest for Little Keene, where the population is only 23,000 to start with. And a lot of the people that were at the event actually were from the area. I asked, you know, pretty much everybody knew that I've met. Well, yeah, where are you from? And it was mostly people from this area.
Yeah, so I saw some people I've done business with at the protest. That was very cool. I'm like, hey,
I know you.
I know you too.
Yeah, so
cool.
We can get back into the effectiveness or lack thereof of protest in a little bit here. But first, we continue with your calls and your thoughts. Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. We were just talking about the podcast with Dave, and we're going to bring him back on the air here in New York. He was talking about a radio show that he listens to and was complaining that they don't have their show that they do every Sunday night that he likes, this local radio show in the Poughkeepsie area, that they don't have a downloadable version of it. But then, Dave, you referred to them as a podcast. Now, and I said that you don't, if you've got a show on the radio, it's not by definition a podcast. And what I mean by that is, if your show originates on the radio, I should correct what I said, because nowadays they actually have radio stations that play podcasts.
Right.
So there's actually an iHeartMedia radio format that is all podcasts 24 hours a day. So that's a thing now. And it only started within the last year or so. So it's relatively new. But Dave, so what you're saying is you can't download the show, therefore it is not a podcast.
Yeah, but they should record their show so that other people can listen. Because, like, well, what if I said to you, oh, well, there's a radio show that I listen to, and you're like, oh, well, what did they say? What did they talk about? It's the electric radio show that you listen to every Sunday night from 7 p.m. until 11, and they do, like...
Well, our listeners don't do that, Dave, because they're listening to Free Talk Live from 7 to 10 p.m. on Sunday nights, because we have a live Sunday show.
One of the reasons they may not podcast is because of ASCAP BMI fees.
Ooh, so they do play music.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how...
Hold on. I record their show for people to listen to what I'm saying, but they should do it themselves and put the show on Soundgasm.
Okay. Dave, Mark is trying to explain to you why they may not do that.
Right. So one of the reasons is that intellectual property laws and the people who own music, the ASCAP BMI, charge fees, and their fees are different for playing music on the radio than they are for putting music up on a podcast. So the show may not be as profitable as it needs to be in order to go up on a podcast. And I don't really know the specifics, but before you get too furious, as you described yourself, just understand that people are sometimes constrained by pricing in the marketplace.
Furious Dave.
Yeah, but they should record their show and put it on Soundgasm.
Okay, please get rid of him.
Dave, you know what you could do? Is if they're broadcast on the radio, is get yourself an old boombox and a cassette tape.
Yeah, like in the old days.
And then when the show is on, you hit the play and the record button, and then record the show yourself so that you can listen back to it later.
He said he records the show.
I record it online.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I don't disagree with you. I think that, you know, in a perfect world, radio shows that want to be heard should put their shows online so they can be downloaded.
Yes.
So that the new media people can find their stuff, or they can have fans subscribe to a podcast or whatever. But I think your explanation is pretty good, Mark.
Riddle me this, Ian.
Yeah.
You know a bit about this area that we're talking about. If they streamed 24/7. So how long is their show? 4 hours?
He said 4 hours on a Sunday.
4 hour show, right?
And thank you, Dave, for the call. I appreciate
it. 4 hour shows fit nicely six times into a 24 hour period.
Yeah.
So they stream their show six times per day, every day, 7 days a week. And then on the day that they do the show, they do a new one with the new stream.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, the stream is, because I believe the radio station can stream the music that they're playing, at the very least.
That's because they pay ASCAP BMI fees.
They pay the ASCAP BMI fees, but I don't know if the show could just sort of say, hey, here's the show that we streamed. when they're not on the radio.
They would have to pay the fees.
Yeah. I think that, and I don't know how the licensing specifically works with radio, but I would think that if you pay a broadcast fee, I mean, the word broadcast has broad in it, that you would be okay, you know, rebroadcasting it as a stream.
Right, but they're a radio show, so they don't have their own stream. They would have to start their own. So if the radio station
do that, it wouldn't be that
if
hard.
If the radio station has its own stream, then that may be covered under their fees.
Correct.
But if they're starting their own stream, then they probably would have to pay their own set of fees for that. And your typical guys aren't going to want to do that. They're
I would be surprised though that if a radio station had a popular show, that there wasn't some sort of archive or podcast.
That's what.
That
you that's why Dave is mad because they don't have it. And also another
one
thing
advertiser would probably be able to cover your ASCAP BMI costs.
Maybe.
And it could just be that perhaps Dave doesn't know where to go to find it.
Well, I don't know. But look, there's also the fact that people are lazy in a lot of cases, and so they won't do the things that they should do to better promote themselves. I mean, it's easier to just go into a studio and hammer out a live show for four hours than it is to save the archive, take it to whatever sound hosting that you have, upload it, update an RSS feed, make a blog post or whatever. Like, there's some other steps that would be involved, and these guys, you know, maybe they're older guys or whatever, and they just don't want to do that kind of work, or they don't know how to do it themselves. They don't want to hire some tech kid to come and do it. So those may also be factors. Yeah. But I think, Mark, your guess is a real good one with the fees, because you know most people aren't just willing to risk putting things online, even though as long as it's a small thing, they're never going to come out. I mean, if you've got 10 listeners or whatever, or 100 listeners, you're probably not going to get a knock on the door from these gangs.
You're only going to get a knock when you're making the money, when they come for the money.
That's when they want you. Jerome is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jerome, listening to WTMA.
There you go with your anti-American talk with these gangs coming to get you.
Yeah, the licensing gangs from the music business. Yeah, intellectual property is a scam, and
sure is.
And these people are constantly trying to extract money. One of the typical ways they have done it in the past, and they still do it, is they'll go to bars and they'll listen to see if music is being played in the bar. And if the bar itself does not have an ASCAP BMI license, then they will come after them legally.
I've seen this happen firsthand.
Yep.
Yeah, in a little place in Seattle called the Central Saloon. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest tavern in downtown Seattle. The ASCAP BMI police, if you will, they came in and something was playing over the radio before the bands were playing, or over the PA before the bands were playing, and they were like, "We're here to make sure you have a license." And the bartender didn't know what to do. She was kind of new or whatever. Mm-hmm. She had to call the McManager, you know, and the manager had to like come down and be like, "Yeah, you know, we got it. It's cool," you know, and had to produce some.
Because they've probably been there before.
Yeah, they're pros, right? Yeah. They have their business together. It's just that this particular employee wasn't schooled in the ways of those business and wasn't prepared for the intellectual property police to show up one day.
Do you think that's okay, Jerome, for you know these guys to just go around and threaten bar owners and other people just because they want to play a little music in their bar?
No, but
who made up the rules? Okay, hang on, Jerome. We'll bring you back here in just a moment.
The man.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, that's right. 855-450-3733. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A record-breaking heat wave is crippling most of the West. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss has details.
Maybe Wednesday the 19th, but really by Thursday and Friday of next week, some of that heat will start to abate pretty much everywhere but the far desert Southwest.
Rolling power outages were ordered Friday night in California. Cooling centers have been set up in many cities to help residents get out of the heat, but they're more restrictive due to the pandemic. KNX reporter Margaret Carrero.
In light of the coronavirus pandemic, safety measures will be in place, such as extensive cleaning of the centers and physical distancing.
They're designated seats, so the seats are spaced apart with the social distancing practices.
Kevin McGowan, director of LA County's Office of Emergency Management, says face masks will be required and people will be asked to self-assess for symptoms.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump hasn't changed his mind about funding the Postal Service. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
President Trump is doubling down on his threat to withhold funding from the Postal Service. It comes as Thomas Marshall, General Counsel and Executive Vice President of the USPS, warned 40 states that state deadlines to request, return, and count ballots may clash with the realities of mail delivery. The president's threat is now tied with his coronavirus relief package.
Would you be willing to accept the $25 billion for the Postal Service, including the $3.5 billion to
general? They give us what we want. And it's not what I want, it's what the American people want.
Former President Obama has accused his successor of trying to suppress the vote.
What we've never seen before is a president say, I'm going to try to actively kneecap the Postal Service to encourage voting, and I will be explicit about the reason I'm doing it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-453 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
And Mark, we continue with your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Jerome, who is on the line with us in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Jerome, you're back on the air. Go ahead, sir.
A lesbian trapped in a man's body sounds like a personal problem with me.
It is. Thank you.
Yes. We're not going to get into it.
No. No, but this thing about Trump trying to, as President Obama said, kneecap the mail system to make it hard for people to mail in their ballots and, you know, mail in voting. Who does he think he is?
He thinks he's the king of the United States.
Maybe he thinks he's like the guy in Belarus who was in power for 26 years.
Yep,
and now
Lukashenko.
We're sick of you. You got,
but he got voted back in, apparently.
Well, Jerome, don't you think the problem is that he is able to muster the power? I mean, the very fact that the president can slow down the mail system is a problem in and of itself, right?
And you were talking about the man. How much more of the man can you be than that? Being oppressed by the man, huh?
Well,
you think that's border suppression is a crime?
Well, I mean, whatever. I'm asking you a question. Don't you think the problem is that they have the power? I mean, here's what you're saying is here's a guy, we gave him power, and now he's misusing it.
Don't start with that we stuff. Don't drag, because Hillary Clinton warned everybody. She says, when a person reveals to you who they are, believe them, okay? When a guy says, I could stand out on the corner and shoot someone and I wouldn't lose any support, there ain't no way in hell I'm voting for somebody like that. So you didn't stop that.
I didn't claim that. Okay. I see what you're saying. You're saying you didn't vote for Trump. Fine.
Neither did I.
Right.
Me neither.
But that this is the system. Either you endorse the system or you don't.
I do not.
Nor do I.
And I say the system itself is corrupt.
No.
Correct.
The person trying to corrupt the system is corrupt.
The system's been corrupt for a long time.
The system is based in violence, period.
Like, check this out. The guys who made the system talked about how everybody was free and equal and then owned people. Right? Like, the system has been corrupt and hypocritical
from day one.
For a very long time. Yeah. 9,000 years by my calculations, at the very least.
What's amazing is that Jerome doesn't see it.
I know you guys are young, you know, but y'all still have...
I'm 50!
How old are you, Jerome?
I'm not telling you that, but
apparently
older than 50.
That's not fair. It's not fair for you to call in and say you guys are so young, and then you don't want to talk about how old you are.
I got a birth in another week. Okay, I'll just put it like that. But
that doesn't help.
But when President Obama was in office, you would hear these people that are supporting Trump now say, "Well, what if he doesn't leave office? What are we gonna do? But what if he doesn't leave? Well, guess what? Look what you got now, huh?"
I mean, people are going to do the same thing that they've been doing this whole time, and let's go along with it.
There were fears that Obama wasn't going to leave office. There were fears that Bush wasn't going to leave office. There's now fears that Trump won't leave office.
Well, when and if Trump doesn't leave office, it's not going to be as cut and dry as, look, I know I lost, but screw you, I'm staying, okay? It's going to be a dispute, and he's disputed a lot of things, at which point you're like, well, how exactly do we handle a dispute in this circumstance? And at this point, our constitutional republic hasn't had to deal with it.
Jerome, what you should... Jerome, what you should really be afraid of is that there is an office in the first place.
Look, we got to have leadership some kind of way, but that's not the kind.
Well,
of
pick a leader then. If you need somebody to lead you, Jerome, then you should be able to choose your own leader, and I shouldn't have any say in it. I don't want you to be able to pick a leader for me. I don't want a leader. I'm not interested in having somebody tell me what to do or tell me to follow them somewhere into some.
Listen to you. Put on your big boy pants, Jerome. You should be. Listen to you. Hey, but you know what? All I can say is I remember a time when they used to talk about President Obama like this, and now look what they got. And then now you talk about letting Snowden off the hook.
Don't you support that?
I've said that I'll vote for Trump if he pardons Snowden, Assange, or Russ Albrecht.
Wow.
You're trying to put the screws to people accusing them of spying on your campaign, which there's no evidence of it, and now you're going to pardon the spy who sold his country out.
I don't think he exactly sold the country out.
Are you saying, Jerome, that you actually are against Edward Snowden?
Yeah.
Remember when the Democrats were for Edward Snowden?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they were. For a little while.
Well, it was during Barack Obama. Are you against Edward Snowden because it was during Barack Obama's administration?
Is he a spy?
Well, he was a spy that spied on spies.
He wasn't a spy, he just worked for the government. He worked for the government and he released information.
To the people.
Yeah.
To the people. If anything, he was a spy for the general population.
Jerome, look, okay, you've called the show enough that I'm pretty sure I can make this statement, and it's a true statement. If Edward Snowden had come out with his information during the Trump administration, you would be singing his praises.
I don't think that's really true. Because I doubt, look, you know, Trump said, he said if President Obama was in office while all this COVID-19 stuff was going on, he would support him staying in office. Now, you know that's a lie. You know that's a lie.
Well, of course. He's a lying politician. All of these politicians are untrustworthy, and you shouldn't believe them.
I know I wanted to ask you. Why is it when Republicans lie, it's the truth, and when
it's not.
Democrats tell the truth, it's a lie?
Jerome, how many times do we have to tell you that all politicians are liars? And on this show, I think I can speak for you guys, we don't trust them.
I don't.
That's your go-to move.
But it's the truth, Jerome. I mean, we're not partisans like you are.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I love you. I love your calls. It's always fun to talk to you.
If I'm a partisan, Jerome, it's a partisan libertarian.
Yeah, right. Closet Republicans, by the way.
Oh, that's not true.
I don't know how to tell you this, but it's kind of an offensive thing to say to a libertarian.
Yeah.
Like, we have lots of things we don't like the Republicans about.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, we don't parrot the Democrat line, so we seem like we must be on the other side, because that's what politics has devolved to in America.
I've been at the right-wing and the left-wing protests here in New Hampshire this summer. I will go anywhere where people are willing to agree with me on some issue, and some people on the left agree with me on some things, and some people on the right agree with me on some other things. Jerome, thanks as always for the call, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I mean, we almost never agree with Jerome, but he's always great to talk to, and I do appreciate it.
On the air.
I do appreciate his calls. He has a good time, and that's what you should be doing. You know?
And he's interesting.
Yeah. Let's go on here with more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Bonnie is on the line in San Antonio, Texas. Bonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call another caller from Texas earlier, and I just feel like he was making it sound way more like optimistic than it is down here, as far as like he was saying he thinks it's just like 20% people wearing masks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lives in like the rural area, so I guess it's different, but
right.
San Antonio, I do Uber Eats, and so like I go around San Antonio all day, every day, in all the restaurants and stuff, and everyone's wearing a mask, and like...
Jeez.
I moved from Utah to Texas because I thought that it would be more like libertarian, but
you were wrong.
I don't think it is at all anymore.
Time to come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, I want to go to New Hampshire. I convinced my husband that we should go visit sometime, like next year.
It's a great plan, and some of these states are just going to keep getting worse and worse. No, I'm not saying New Hampshire's getting freer and freer, but it's getting worse at a lower clip. It's not getting as bad as quickly as some of these other places are. But Bonnie, hang on if you had more to share about your experience in Texas. So she's saying in the city there, San Antonio, it's mask world. But our earlier caller was up in the Amarillo area, and he was saying only about 25% of people coming into his stores are wearing masks.
I'm looking back forward to getting back to the CNMI, where it's the freest place in the United States.
We'll see about that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Come on and join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live, our toll-free number for you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can follow Free Talk Live on social media platforms. On a few of them, there's our Telegram channel, which is telegram.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to that. There is also the Mastodon channel over at toot.freetalklive.com, T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. Or if you're still on Twitter, we do still have a feed there at twitter.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, the captain, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we got Ben calling in Charleston, South Carolina, listening also to WTMA. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Ben?
I just wanted to get out of the way real quick that I get to hear Jerome in the mornings on our local here call in.
All right, on.
He sure does like you guys a lot better than our local guy, man.
Oh, really?
He's much more friendly to y'all. And, it's just very noticeable. A lot of racism accusations and things like that. It's usually about a 15-second phone call before they hang up on him.
So but, he calls the morning show and accuses them of being racist?
Well, I mean, anything in the news he attaches to some type of racism, and I tune him out a bit, but I feel like I kind of know him, you know, and I enjoy you guys' show, and then here he shows up all the time. But,
yeah, I would totally love to go get a beer with Jerome some night, and like if he's ever up here.
And pick his brain a little bit, man, because he's a little all over the place. But I was calling to talk just quickly about, and I won't take too much of your time. I spoke to you guys a few weeks ago about our business here in Charleston and the effect, you know, that we're suffering after COVID and that all the businesses are, and, you know, the tremendous layoffs that we had to do. And now this mask mandate that we have locally has been put into place.
Is this the city of Charleston that has it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The city council voted in a mask mandate.
And what does it apply to?
Well, it's very, very vague. Right now, I had an employee get a ticket standing in the middle of a parking lot by himself, and he had pulled his mask down to take a puff of a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't even make sense.
Listen to that. But the people who write you the ticket here are not deputized. They're not. There is a made-up court in Charleston called the Livability Court.
What?
And what that is, that's the court. You know, I know it's a joke.
It's hilarious.
It's the rich people's court that don't want to go to the court where, you know, your barking dog case is right behind the breaking and entering case.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they have Livability Court, which is a whole other livability division.
So who writes the tickets?
Livability cops.
Right.
So there's a whole division of there's a whole division of enforcement agents in the city of Charleston, South Carolina, called the livability agents, and they go around and write people tickets.
Right. They're not called livability agents. They're called tourism enforcement officers, but they work directly for the livability
tourism enforcement.
The livability department, headed by one man appointed by the mayor. And that one man literally dictates, it is so silly how much power one person has been given.
Now, hold on. What's this man's job exactly? What does he do? Is he the judge?
No. He's okay. So this is how this will work with the guy who got a ticket today, right?
Mm-hmm.
The CEO, the tourism enforcement officer, she approached him, said, I want to see your ID. He said, no. She said, if you don't give me your ID.
I'm going to hit the dump button on this one.
I don't think he said that.
I don't think you said it, so I'm going to keep you on the line here, Ben. But
no, I know. I don't think I did either.
I don't think you did. It might have been she'd have, but with a southern accent, it sounded a little bit like the S-bomb. Sorry, go ahead with what you were explaining, how livability.
I apologize.
Nothing to apologize for.
How this boss man was handling things or what it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he got a $100 ticket, and he'll have to appear in court in October when his court date is, which is...
Are they even having court? I mean, can you appear in court, or are they all over video conference now?
No, actually, that's a good question. I haven't been there lately, because all the fines that apply to me personally in my business, they're all $1,100. Every fine, $1,100. For any infraction is $1,100. That's livability law.
Wow.
Not cop law, but livability law.
This tourism enforcement agency sounds very much like a bunch of mini tyrants running around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll appear in court. He'll be able to tell a judge, and the judge will rule. And just like a regular court, he's going to either have to pay the fine, or the judge is going to let him off, or he's going to cut him a deal, probably something like that. But it's a completely different court. It's a whole separate court.
Unbelievable. I've got the Charleston website here, charleston-sc.gov.
Yeah.
Livability Court.
Livability.
Yeah, it's right here. It was created to address the City of Charleston ordinance violations related to the quality of life in the City of Charleston. Livability Court is a criminal court in which defendants can face up to 30 days in jail and fines of up to $1,087. Livability Court bench trials are held 1 to 2 times per month, and jury trials are held about 4 times a year. And so this is a completely city-created court. I mean, can you imagine? The city could just spin up its own court system?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when it happened, I was sure that some group of attorneys was going to go crazy and say, you know what? I mean, this is so out of line. This is so insane. But
no, are you kidding? The attorneys would love this. It's more business.
More business.
Listen, I watched the episode of 48 Hours that they did about how exciting, and it was the first of its kind in the nation, and this was so great, and here we are 15, 20 years later, and they're in charge of everything, man. I mean, everything.
And how much revenue are they generating? How many, how many tickets are they rolling through?
They have $1,100 a piece.
Right.
Right. Well, and it's, and like I said, it's funneled up to one person who oversees that department, and he has that power. I mean, the amount of power this man has.
Can he just make a new livability rule? Can he just say masks are required?
Down. He can come down to where, he can come down to where. Again, I don't really want to reveal too much because there is a whole lot of retaliation.
Oh yeah, but they could come after you just for
he
making
can come
him
right down, and right. I mean, tickets to anybody, you know, we've had people pleading with him about health problems and things like that, and he will not, you know, and he will ignore anything he wants to ignore. He will,
Is he the judge, or is he like the guy who's making the rules?
He's just
the czar.
He's the top of the chain of the livability court. That's who he is. He is handed all his power from by the mayor.
Ben, thanks for calling and sharing that with us here tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Keep
this
us in the loop.
This livability court thing is bizarre. I've not heard of it before.
It's crazy.
And it's one of the more disturbing things I think I've heard of recently. And in fact, it brings to mind a documentary called Divorce Corp. If you've never seen that, it is a documentary that reveals the inner workings of family court and how family court stands outside of regular court as well. Yeah. And so this reminds me exactly of that, except a new and different flavor.
It's awful. And it sounds like in Charleston, you can just get fined in the streets for not wearing a mask. There's a lot of places that are like that.
I wonder if there's any like anti-livability court organization, somebody trying to sue the city, somebody trying to do something, because this is horrific.
Yeah.
When you get fined in a car, now I've never got like a fine for jaywalking or anything, so I don't know. But when you're fined in a car, they can take away your driver's license. When you're fined, your property is fined, they can put a lien on your property. But when you're fined wandering around, what are they, you know, what's the enforcement mechanism behind the fine?
Jail.
Yep. It must be. Well, it says 30 days, right? Up to 30 days in jail?
Mm-hmm, that's right. And by the way, livability courts have expanded. So it was created originally in Charleston in 2002. Since then, other South Carolina cities have created their own.
It's going to spread to other cities, too.
Livability courts. Whether it's something you could do in another state, I don't know. It may be specific to Charleston or South Carolina. We're coming up. Hour 3 is next.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.